And welcome everyone to the Created State podcast and vodcast on KASU and also through ASU TV and A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves, your host. And with me today is one of my dear friends, Emily Devereaux. I remember when we started, Emily, this partnership of being able to put together the Created State podcast to kind of feature the research that's going on. And of course, with that is a Created State symposium that goes on. This year has been a little bit different because of COVID-19 and those kinds of concerns, which is why we're doing this over Zoom to make sure that everybody stays safe. Emily, welcome to the Created State podcast and vodcast. As always, it's great to have you on again.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you for everything that you do for Created State and making this vodcast possible, too.
We're excited. This is a video format as well as an audio format. This is so exciting.
It is. You know, we're always looking for new ways. You and I, we're a team, and we're finding new ways to bring it to, you know, the public and make it interesting and fun. And what a way to embrace technology, especially during this time.
So I know that originally, just like every year, the Created State Symposium takes place on campus, a great opportunity for research to happen, for students to be able to present. This year, though, there was that concern with COVID-19. Things started, a way of not really shutting down. The university is still open, but, you know, buildings are closed, and it's just for everybody's safety. So at one point, there was a real concern about how do we move forward, or do we even move forward with the Created State Symposium? But you've worked really hard, Emily, to make sure that that wouldn't take place and switch over to, which I think is really cool, a virtual format. Kind of take us through the process of how that all worked and what's going on now.
Sure. Well, you know, the Created State Symposium is our culminating event each year, you know, and it's really a big deal for Arkansas State University. It's one of our big strengths, our research, our student research, because of our size and our focus within the university. Student research and creativity is at the top of that priority list. And, you know, Created State is our signature event, you know, on campus. We prepare for this showcase all year. And it's not, you know, just internally, it's externally with the university. So we have students, faculty mentors, alums, stakeholders, the industry. This is a big community and public affair. And, you know, thinking about us possibly not having the Created State Symposium was heartbreaking. And it really was heartbreaking thinking about for the students. A lot of these students have been accepted, you know, through the year to present at big national conferences and some international conferences. Some of them are graduating this year, and this was their big presentation. And we wanted to make sure that there was an opportunity, a way for students to be able to still present and be able to bring it to the public. Because something that's really important for research and creativity is, you know, it's outside of the classroom. It's hands-on. It's very co-curricular. It's learning objectives. You're learning critical and creative thinking skills. You're learning communication skills, things that are very important for when you graduate and go on into the workforce or graduate school or professional school. So having the ability to still present is important. And I had a lot of students contact me, you know, disappointed that their conferences have been canceled because of travel. Well, we weren't going to do this to them on Created State. We were going to find a way. And when we put the whole team together, you, Galen Perkins, out of ASU TV, Jessica Blackburn from Advancement. We have full support from the provost office and from the chancellor. We couldn't ask for a better way to bring it to the public and put our minds together than to, you know, broadcast it in different ways. Something that was really exciting that really stands out for this virtual symposium, which is, I think, bigger than any of us thought that we could do, is, you know, putting it on ASU TV, you know, the local channels here from 7Link, and being able to make it into the homes. Everyone's at home right now. What do we do at home besides, you know, working and all of these wonderful AMI packets for the kids? And,
right.
exactly. And, you know, so, you know, things are different right now, and why not embrace that different and make something really good out of it? And looking at doing this through ASU TV, we're able to broadcast these presentations for the students. So they're in everyone's homes. You couldn't ask for anything better than that. And also we'll be streaming it on our YouTube channel. And we also have a new Create It State YouTube channel, which the students will be uploading their presentations on there as well. And the students will be able to point back to it and link to it. And, you know, that's another really great feature about this is that students are going to be able to set themselves apart by being able to show their future employers, hey, I can communicate through different communication modes, through different media. Why not? I'm able to present through, you know, VoiceThread or Zoom. We are utilizing VoiceThread for this symposium, and VoiceThread is a really cool tool that we've been using at the university all along. It's, you know, it connects through our online portal for Blackboard, and VoiceThread is a tool in which you can upload your slides, you can do oral presentations, poster presentations, you can do creative presentations, you can draw on the screen, you upload your files, you do audio, you can put video with it, you can upload video, any type of media if it's in VoiceThread, and then you're making a movie file, you know, and that's what we're utilizing for Create It State, and students are getting really creative that I've really enjoyed watching them work through this alternative mode of presentation style.
You know, that's one thing that I've noticed is that students are really impressed by way of how, you know, a lot of faculty are thinking outside the box right now about how we can continue to do things. The technology, as you said perfectly, is out there to be able to do that. And with Created State Symposium now being virtual, that's just another way to do that. So tell me a little bit about, we've got a really good lineup of students for this year's virtual symposium, don't we, Emily?
We really do. You know, we have near 150 students, presentations, and, you know, that's impressive because even though we had close to, you know, around 300 and then 300 presentations and 400 students all together presenting originally for face-to-face this year, having, you know, near like half of those still be able to come through and present through this virtual symposium is impressive. You know, Jonesboro has really experienced some obstacles and struggles over these past few weeks, ever since we initiated the online process for Create It State. Students have been affected by the tornado. The faculty were, all of the transition, having to move off of campus and getting settled into this new way. I think, you know, these students, the ones that have really, you know, some of them are working these front lines. We have a lot of students in healthcare that we're presenting, and they're in the hospitals right now. They're at the front line. They're first responders. And we can't thank them enough for what they're doing right now. And we're going to make it to where they are still given credit for Create It State, even though they're not able to do some of the virtual presentations like they had wanted to. You know, they're calling, they're taking care of us in the community, and we couldn't ask for anything more.
Right.
And, you know, that's big. That's their presentation within themselves. You know, they're showing what they've done and what they've learned hands-on, and they're applying it to service. And then the students that are being able to present virtually through VoiceThread. I mean, this is just, it's impressive, the numbers that have come together. The faculty and the students are resilient at Arkansas State University. And we are not lucky, we're blessed, you know, to have them and this big A-State family that has come together to make this all possible.
You know, the one word that I would say that there is a lot of people, that a lot of people use about this is exciting. There's an excitement about this. Kind of tell us about that.
There is, you know, I've been having a lot of one-on-one meetings with students through Zoom.
Right.
And, you know, over Created State, yes, I'm working with them on their presentations. I'm, you know, working with them through VoiceThread, and they are excited about it, and it's contagious. You know, whatever is going on through the day, you jump on and you work with these students, and then also have meetings with some of these faculty mentors, and they're fully embracing it. And by fully embracing it, I mean, they're excited about it. And they are calling me through the day, emailing me to about new ways that they're learning they can use, you know, VoiceThread and some cool features. I'm learning some new tricks of the trade too, and I love it. You know, it's a learning experience for all of us. And I think it's also exciting, not only for our students and faculty, but for our alums and stakeholders who are excited that Created State is still going on too. They are, you know, serving as judges, and they've been reaching out and working with Jessica Blackburn. You know, you can't get anyone better than that working on, you know, that stakeholder side. She right. is, you know, completely engaged with our community partners. And she's excited about it. And we're making it work. And not just making it work, I think that we've reached another level with Created State and showing what can be done. And what's also exciting about this mode is it's brought up some new ideas to go ahead and implement for this next year and to bring in more inclusivity. We've worked all year to bring in online students for research and creativity. That's been one of our missions this year, and making it completely accessible and possible, just as if you were a student on campus. There's a lot of research and creativity that's done in the field. You know, a lot of the social sciences, you know, I'm public administration. I'm a social scientist. You know, a lot of my research is done in the field and not on campus. And that's the beauty of a lot of our online programs too, and our online faculty. They are just as involved in research as we are that are physically on campus. And now that we're physically off of campus due to COVID, I think it's showing even more of innovative ways that we can keep growing those opportunities for all students involved, for our traditional students, our non-traditional, our campus, our on-campus, and our online, and making things work and think outside of the box.
I could see how maybe next year, if we're able to have, you know, this possibly a blend, I guess, of on-campus and online components of Created State for the future of the symposium itself.
Exactly. I think it's what we need to do, and not only need to do, we have to do. This has brought up, new opportunities, and it's also brought about new solutions, you know, some solutions to obstacles that we've been thinking about that have been needed to be addressed all year. And it's really thrown us in headfirst into the ways that we approach it and the ways we think about it. You know, our normal is going to be a new normal when we go back.
Yep.
Things won't be the same. And I think that we can make it really great. And I think this just has really opened up the door to us thinking differently about the way we do things. You know, one thing about it with student research and creativity, as you very well know, because we're all a big team that makes it happen. We really leverage the resources on campus to make things happen for our students and our faculty, is that this has made us think even bigger. We've always thought, well, we don't want to do the things the same way. Even though things have been done some ways in the past, we're thinking each year, how can we transform it? You know, a lot of through our formative assessment, we've come up with new ways. And what has been exciting over these past few weeks is thinking, wow, well, we're doing this. Well, how can we apply it this next year? And then this will bring in this other group, you know, this other population that can, they can experience it just as much as, you know, the others that have traditionally participated. And I think that that is a really big deal for Arkansas State University and for our community.
Emily Devereaux joining us here on the Created State podcast and vodcast here on KASU, ASU TV, A-State Connections. It's going to be almost like a whole alphabet soup of different, of different call letters and different things. But this is a good problem to have. This is so much fun. This is a great problem to have. Emily, let's go back for just a second before we talk about the actual virtual symposium that's coming up and the dates and how the public can get involved in this. Going back to the stakeholders and the work that Jessica Blackburn has been doing and all of that. I can imagine their excitement and wanting to be a part of something that, as you say, is historic. It's groundbreaking because it is a virtual symposium and kind of their work in this. Kind of tell us a little bit about how I know that Jessica's been working really hard on that part of it. But, you know, kind of the importance of having the stakeholders as part and especially, you know, kind of the roles that they're going to be playing here to kind of help in the virtual judging of all of this.
Yes. So, you know, that the beauty of it is, you know, these stakeholders, these alums are who hire our students, and it brings them, you know, to where they can keep engaging with the university and engaging directly with our students, as well as our faculty, you know, so that they keep abreast of what we're doing on campus, what we're doing off campus, and how students are learning. You know, we are embracing these, during this time, new learning methods, new modes of learning, ways to carry out things that we have traditionally done in the past a little bit differently. And I think too, this, the stakeholders are thinking about ways that they incorporate some of these modes as well. You know, think about interviews, think about ways they engage with their partners and engaging with the university. It's different for them. Alums and stakeholders aren't able to come on campus right now. There are many obstacles that we are working through. And I think that this shows a new way to engage with those stakeholders. And these stakeholders as well are, they're going to be judging from home, from their sites, from across the United States. So instead of, you know, traveling into Arkansas State, they're going to be, you know, really firsthand seeing how these students are able to communicate now through different modes of communication and presentations. And that's important for their businesses. You know, you don't always have a face-to-face. A lot of things are so global at this point. This makes a new way to think about ways to engage the university with our external partners.
Fantastic. So I know we're all excited to be able to present this to the public. If you don't mind, tell me when this is going to take place, both the virtual symposium, how the public can get involved in this, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. So the virtual symposium will take place still on the same days, April 20th through the 22nd. We are working on finalizing the schedule today and tomorrow. We're making it to where certain colleges are going to be aired certain days, and that will be posted online. And so through the local Suddenlink channels within the Northeast Arkansas community, of which ASU TV runs, and also on the Arkansas State University YouTube channel, there will be a live stream of what is showing on ASU TV. So you can access it through ASU TV, or you can access it through the Arkansas State University YouTube channel. Also, after the fact, we will be uploading each of the students' presentations as YouTube videos on our Create at State YouTube channel.
That's great. That's fantastic. And so everyone will get plenty of opportunity because, hey, we're all staying home. We're trying to be safe. And but we're going to want something to be able to watch. And if you want to see some real talented students and faculty mentors and others and all the research that they're doing, this is a great way for you to be able to do that, for the, everyone in the public to be able to watch and see just what amazing research is coming out of Arkansas State University.
Well, and on top of that, too, the students are going to be also addressing how they maybe had to change some of their research methods or asking new questions since they've been experiencing, you know, the COVID atmosphere and the changing, the transitions that have had to happen across the country. So what the students were working with a few months ago, they've had to adapt. And that's something really special about what the students are learning during this time, that they've had to learn, and it's really grown those critical and creative thinking skills too. So they'll be addressing those in their presentations to the public.
You know, and I would imagine that maybe, I don't know if it's going to be in part in this part of the Created State Symposium, but I could totally see this coming up. And I mean, this COVID-19 thing opens up a whole broad new area of research by way of you know, how people are kind of responding to it, you know, and that, and as well as COVID-19 research, you know, itself by way of the virus and all of that. And as you say, how medical students are working in the field, doing an amazing job on that. So, you know, it's kind of like the sky's the limit by way of the amount of research that's going to take place just on that alone and on other aspects. So, you know, It's really sad that COVID-19 is here, but in a way, it's really kind of opened up a whole new research window, if you will.
It has, you know, so from, you know, the hard sciences, as we call them, you know, for the medical research, the molecular research, and also I'm seeing quite a few come through with students on the social and behavioral research that is tied to COVID-19. I'll speak from a personal point of view. I've been asked to be involved with two research projects that are going on right now. I'm working with a couple of researchers from across the country on identifying managerial styles for telecommuting and how that has changed within COVID-19 and during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very we're, you know, expanding the research that we had previously done and making it to where it incorporates new social and behavioral aspects within the social sciences for telecommunicating and leadership styles. Another area of research that we've been working on that I just got IRB approval on is for incorporating new learning styles for student research and creativity. A-State's really leading that initiative, and especially within student research and creativity, and measuring and going ahead and being able to research different ways that we can also bring in that inclusivity. You know, a lot of that is the social sciences, and you know, that's expanding. This research is expanding on Dr. Kristen Crossney's research in Pennsylvania with Westchester University, of which has been used the voice thread within curriculum. Well, we thought, well, we can expand this with the student research and creativity after, you know, they put in for us to use VoiceThread because of a previous pilot I had done for student research and creativity. It's like, well, we could take that research that, you know, Dr. Crossney has done and now put that within, you know, student research and creativity, you know, and so we're expanding that area. And that's a big deal for higher education. Yep. So there's different research areas that have really brought, and that's that critical and creative thinking about, this is the time to capture that data and see how we can move that forward and also be able to incorporate that into our new normal.
Fantastic. Emily Devereaux has been so good to join us as always on the Created State podcast and vodcast. Before I let you run, anything else you'd like to add about this, please, Emily?
I just want to say a big thank you. You know, thank you to the A-State team through, you know, media, communications. You know, Jonathan, you're a rock star. You and Galen Perkins, I couldn't ask for better partners. Jessica Blackburn, Erica Schutte from Advancement, and like I said, Jessica Blackburn in Advancement, and then Dr. Tom Risch with, you know, our vice provost for research, and then Dr. Alan Utter, our provost, and Dr. Kelly Dampus, our chancellor, you know, and the marketing and creative team, and also all of our external stakeholders and the public, you know, that you know, really embrace and support our students and our faculty mentors. And we couldn't ask for a stronger and better community of which we are in and that we serve. And, you know, and our frontline, our healthcare systems, our first responders, they've just really come to the table. And a lot of those are the A-State community that's out there and serving and watching our students go out there and serve the community and serving these important roles. You know, it's just, it's heartwarming and it's a breakthrough, and our community has been stretched and it's grown stronger. And I just want to express extreme gratitude for all that, you know, everyone has pulled together to make things work. And in ways we've been making things work even better. We've learned so much through it. And thank you for everyone for being a team.
Thank you, Emily. You're a rock star as well. And it's always, always a pleasure to work with you. Always a lot of fun. And so we really appreciate that, and I do definitely echo those comments that you made of the thanks to everybody. Well, this has been this week's Created State Vodcast and Podcast here on KASU. Also, we're going to be airing these on ASU TV and also on the Create at State YouTube channel. And so there's a lot of ways for you to be able to find out what's going on. If you've not yet subscribed for the audio podcast, you can still do so. Apple Podcast, you can go to Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you can find those there and subscribe. We just want to be able to let you know about the great things that are going on at Arkansas State University through the Created State podcast. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll be joining you next week for another edition of the Created State podcast and vodcast here on KASU, ASU TV, and other media platforms.